Right, say nothing. I think it just started a row there and it didn't mean to. Jason Clark is with us. He's been with us before. Here's a wee reminder.
It's just another story when you tell me you're alone, 'cause I can see sparks are flying beneath your bedroom door. But you didn't know you're building bridges as they fall, moving mountains, but they don't move at all, no.
Right, that's Jason Clark. The man's here. How you doing, Jason?
I'm all right. How's it going?
You've been dead busy. Every time I look at the papers, there's another single out. You're doing another gig or whatever. You know, was this carefully planned, this whole attack on the media?
You know, sometimes it's, maybe last year I sat back and thought, you know, I don't know if I've put enough music out. And because I write so much that sometimes I think, well, I can't just let that sit there. And, you know, I want to let people hear the new music as it comes out. So.
Yeah, but it's a good problem to have. I mean, because a mistake a lot of acts make is they release a good song, start up a bit of interest, and then don't do anything for like a year. Mm. And people have forgotten about them then.
That's true. I mean,
it's sad to say, but that's how it works, you know.
No, I suppose whenever I write a song, I want to get it radio quality and I want to do a video for it. And that's why I've always brought out a single with a music video for YouTube. And I think it's working so far, so I'll just keep her lit.
Yeah, when I first saw you, it was part of the, it was a U105, it was like, I'm not calling it a talent competition, it was like
a
search for new acts, you know. I don't want people thinking I was sitting there like Simon Cowell. No, but it wasn't. It was, you know, so that's what it was. And then you got to work with Trey Shepherd, a producer from the States.
Yeah.
Was that one of those moments that has maybe sort of been pivotal in your
Absolutely.
Success?
Absolutely, and I would say that I'm not a fan of the talent competition, but right there and then, I looked at this competition and I thought, right, if I really want to do something in this industry, I'm going to go into this and I have to win the thing. I said that to myself in my head and I just went down with the band and give it all we can, and it was the most amazing feeling. I'm here with Tim from the band and it was the most amazing feeling for us whenever, you know, my name is shouted out to be one. And then I've got a mentor, a big manager in London.
Yeah.
Who's still mentoring me. I got to work with Trey, who's still my producer, has now produced about five of my songs and will produce my album early next year whenever it's ready.
So people might sort of look down their nose at, if you like, talent competitions, but it's not for the sake of competition. It's what you do with the exposure you get. Yeah. I mean, we had this conversation with Matt Cardle. He was on X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the most unlikely X Factor contestant you've ever heard because he's a multi-instrumentalist. He writes his own songs. He's a proper muso. But as he said, it's just you get that wee break and then you make it, you know.
You have to make it your own. You have to try to lose the tag and become a songwriter, which is, I think, what Matt's trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. So your gigs have been going from strength to strength. I know you did an acoustic one in August. And how did that go? What was that like for you?
That was amazing. I suppose I just wanted to strip the songs right back to how I usually write them on the acoustic guitar and sort of doing a night on the rooftop of the Merchant and just have a select 100 people.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic gig, and thankfully it sold out under an hour as well, which was, again, an overwhelming feeling. And we just went there and played all our songs and had some special guests, and it was a really, really nice night. But then tomorrow night's going to be the first full band show of the year.
Yeah, and you're in the Empire.
In the Empire.
Yeah, no, I know you've played the Empire, but it was only part of one of the Gifted nights that are run there to showcase local talent. But you're in there on your own now.
I know why. Mm. It was just a couple of songs we did there before, and it's such a class venue.
It is.
And I just really, really always wanted to play it. And I just decided to book it this time round. And myself and the band are going in tomorrow night. And hopefully it's going to be an amazing night.
Who's doing sound for you?
A guy called D.
D. Oh, I was going to say, see if you'd said you were bringing your own sound. Mm. Man, I said, don't use Big D.
I know why he did.
He knows that
sound
venue.
For the Gifted, and he was brilliant.
D's a class sound man, and that PA is his baby. He knows every nuance of it. So if anybody's going to get you a great sound, it's going to be D. You
Fantastic.
Know, seriously. But so that'll be a, you know, it's going to be, it's not a homecoming, but it's a chance for fans who have been buying all the stuff and downloading the music to go and just sort of celebrate and jump up and down with the band, you know.
Fingers crossed. As I say, I haven't done a full band show. I mean, I've got five in the band, and I can't remember the last time we did it might have been that Gifted Live show.
Yeah.
And so now I've got, well, it's going to be playing a full, the full catalogue of songs. And again, I have some really special guests that are going to join me on stage as well.
Oh, ho. No. No, you're not going to tell us, no? Is it a big secret?
Well, I, to be honest, I've been working with some, especially a young girl, a girl called Katrina Carville.
Yeah, I know Katrina.
You know Katrina?
Yes.
She is just an amazing talent. I really...
We had Katrina in here, I think, a couple of years ago when she was 14.
Serious? Yeah, I know. She's only 17.
Yeah.
And she really is leaps and bounds coming forward. And I think that she's the next UK's Taylor Swift. And I've been working a lot with her. We've written a lot of songs together now. And I'm going to have her on stage in the middle of the set for...
Katrina has been
tomorrow.
Playing around the Dark Horse and the Duke of York and all for a couple of years, you know, and people, when they go to see it, can't believe how young she is, you know. So, no, that's good.
She's got a big future, and I really want to... There's a few artists that I'm working with locally, and I suppose I want to showcase them as well.
Yeah, well, I know that. Well, that's good of you.
I don't think there's any harm
in
doing
that. No, it's good of you, sort of. I mean, you're going to be allowing other acts to play to crowds that maybe they themselves won't have access to yet, you know. But no, that's going
to
be brilliant.
I was lucky to have people take, you know, I'm just sort of giving back what I was given as well. You know, that's other artists
no,
giving me.
No, because it's funny, you always remember the people that did you a favour.
I just remember who buttered your bread.
And you always remember the people who did you a bad turn as well. So listen, famously last Christmas, you did a version of Shakey's Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Mm.
And the video got tens of thousands of hits. You're doing another Christmas song?
I am. Well, hopefully we haven't heard the last of that Christmas single from last year either.
Right.
The writer actually got in touch with me there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He got in touch and he was just so overwhelmed by the Merry Christmas, Everybody that I did. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens about that.
Oh, good.
This
good
year
stuff.
I'm going to do one... Merry Christmas, Everybody. This is the first time I've actually said about it. I recorded it last week.
By Slade, yeah.
By Slade, yeah.
Have you given it the stripped-down ballad treatment?
I haven't. Last year, obviously, it was one voice, one piano.
Yeah.
This year, I've brought the more of a band into it. I haven't changed it up as much as I did Merry Christmas, Everyone, but this year there's going to be a video to go with this song that's going to be a little bit special.
Yeah, I've heard reports about the video. Say nothing.
Say nothing, man.
Yeah, so listen, the new single, is it out yet, Smoke and Mirrors?
It is out indeed, yeah. The single is out. The video, I've just spent 2 months shooting. I've never spent so long doing anything in my life, and it's taken a long time, and it'll be ready next week, and I cannot wait for people to see it.
Oh, good stuff.
So...
All right, well, you must get us a copy of that.
I will, surely.
For the website or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but the single is out.
Okay, listen, you have to sing a song before you go.
Okay. I'm going to sing my first single, which is called Gotta Go.
Okay, go ahead, mate. Get you ready there. And Tim on guitar.
Now my back's against the wall. Nobody's there for a cushion when you're falling. You said you're gonna even up the pieces, but there's no one else, even though you won't believe it. And I see rain, I feel the fire, I hear the thunder. You're tearing apart the page and burning its remains. You're bringing me down, making me drown, pulling me under. You gotta go, you gotta go. What's it gonna be when my back is turned? I don't know what your friends are saying, 'cause your voice is grating on me now. So my ears are turning deaf and in the sound. Said you're gonna leave, said you're gonna leave me, said you're gonna bring me down and then defeat me. Oh, well I know that deep down you know it's a nothing. What's it gonna be, ain't no way to treat me. Think you ought to see the light and stop believing me. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. And I see rain, I feel the fire, I
tearing apart the page and learning its remains. You're bringing me down, making me drown, pulling me under. You gotta go, you gotta go. Now I see, now I feel, now I hear, yeah. I see rain, I feel the fire, I hear the thunder. You're tearing apart the page and burning its remains. You're bringing me down, making me drown, pulling me under. You gotta go, you gotta go. Now my back's against the wall, nobody's there for a cushion when you're falling. Said you're gonna leave. Never gonna beat, never gonna beat me.
Good stuff. Listen, well done. Tim, thank you. Jason, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Johnny.
Good luck in the Empire tomorrow night. That's Jason Clark, folks.